We have two special guests with us live via telephone, David Schenkler and Avihu Ettinger. They are both in Israel. And as I said earlier during the show, this is one of those occasions where I know absolutely nothing about what our guests do. However, I do know that what they do can be very beneficial to people in our community. Anybody out there who's associated with Amazon, if you're somebody that's spending a lot of time professionally on Amazon, you're going to find this conversation very interesting. And if you know somebody who spends a lot of time selling and buying and doing all this stuff with Amazon, again, bring to their attention the work that David and Avi are doing, and they may find it very, very beneficial. David Schenkler, Avihu Ettinger from Israel, welcome to JM and the AM.
Thanks, Nachum, for having us.
What an introduction, huh? I have absolutely no idea what these people do. I just know that it's going to be beneficial to folks in our audience.
I think it was a better introduction than, you know, that I had at my wedding many years ago.
Well, I appreciate that. David is the Director of Business Development at the Better Refunds and betterrefunds.com. I don't know, whoever on that end wants to kick things off, go ahead. Explain which Amazon sellers, vendors, customers you are helping, you are dealing with, and what exactly your service provides.
Yeah, no problem. So basically, we have a great, you know, product that basically helps those who sell on Amazon FBA or those who are on Amazon Vendor Central basically get their refunds from Amazon. We kind of like to think of ourselves as like basically, you know, the customer support with regards to reimbursements for people who sell on Amazon through FBA or those who are, you know, acting as vendors on the Vendor Central part.
First of all, I am correct that a lot of people in our community in general pursue this type of work with Amazon, correct?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely true. You know, I even remember before I made Aliyah, you know, 7 years ago, there was an actual article that came out that talked about like all these different kollels where people were literally learning midday. They had, you know, they had minyanim throughout the day, and then they would be selling on their Amazon businesses like in the same building.
Right.
You know,
and that's why I say that people listening right now will find this service very helpful. But there are also people who are related or who are friends with people in this industry. They should make aware of your services. So is this a problem? Is reimbursement from Amazon a problem in general? Or is it something that's delayed in general and therefore you could step in and speed things up for people?
Right. So for sellers and vendors, what we see is that Amazon always make mistakes. So if you sell as an FBA seller and Amazon is doing everything for you, they do the storage, the fulfillment, they do everything, and they make a lot of mistakes. And most of the times, the seller is not aware of these mistakes. And we are there to find these mistakes, also to file the cases and to do the follow-ups. So basically, we're doing everything for the sellers. The same thing with vendors. They have different issues with Amazon, but we cover everything for them.
So essentially, they're sharing all their data, information, and transactions with you guys, and you're able, like an accountant would do with someone's finances. You go ahead and you look things over and you see where they're being shortchanged or where a mistake is being made. Is that essentially what it is?
Correct. So we take the data and we have an app. It's on Amazon's App Store. And then we take the data, we do our calculation, and then we do everything for them. And some, like, as you said, it can be like a CPA. So some of the sellers can do some of the reimbursement scenarios. They can handle them themselves. Right. Or they have, let's say, a competitor that's doing, let's say, just a certain reimbursement scenarios. What we do, we can do the reimbursement scenarios they don't cover. So anyway, it's a win-win because we only charge a percentage, but also we can cover the things that the seller or the vendor is not covering in-house.
And have you had examples already where you've rescued a lot of money that belonged to a vendor or a seller that they would not have realized otherwise?
Yes. So the bigger the seller, the bigger the reimbursements. So with Amazon sellers, we can recover up to 3% out of the gross sales of the seller. And with vendors, it could be up to 5%. So if a seller or a vendor sells $10 million a year, we can recover $500,000, which is a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
We've even had it before. Sorry to also hear that you're not feeling well.
Yeah, no problem.
I feel really bad now.
Even if I felt fine, I wouldn't understand this any better. That I can tell you.
So one of the things that we've also noticed, you know, sometimes we've gotten, clients, or leads of people who are, for example, either with another company or they're doing it in-house. And like they come on over for a little bit, and after a while, we realize that, we've recovered, even more than 300% than they've ever received before in reimbursements.
So people,
yeah, Amazon makes a lot of mistakes and we try to fix it.
I mean, are these honest mistakes or are we calling them honest mistakes? Like, what are they? Are they trying to take advantage of sellers and buyers out there or we're assuming that this, stuff doesn't always get documented 100% correctly?
Right. So for some of the reimbursement scenarios, I believe it's an honest mistake. I mean, if you handle billions of units every year, right, some of them will go lost, yeah, right? True. And some of them will go damaged. They won't give the reimbursement unless you're going to ask for it, but we can do it for them. Some of them of the reimbursement scenarios, I'm not sure 100% Amazon is really honest about them, but we're going to fight for every dollar that sellers owed.
All right. Is the best way to find that information about what you guys do betterrefunds.com? Is that the best place?
Yeah, that's the best place. That's absolutely the best place.
And people can go on the website, learn more about the business and see if it can enhance what they're doing at the moment with Amazon. So everybody out there, it's really simple. At least if you understand what's going on in the world of Amazon, it's simple. David and Avihu, they provide Amazon reimbursement solutions for Amazon FBA sellers. What does FBA stand for, by the way?
Fulfilled by Amazon.
Cool. And Amazon Vendor Central. It is completely in-house. Now, one of the reasons we were attracted to get you guys on the air was because you're fully in Israel, right? All this is happening from Israel. I'm assuming anybody that you employ and any people that you take on to help out in these efforts are all based in Israel, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We're all based in Israel, It's fantastic, honestly.
Well, that's reason enough, frankly. That's reason enough for people to employ you as a service, frankly, because the desire is obviously to keep things moving in Israel business-wise, and here's a way for people on this side of the world to support an Israeli company. It's 100% Amazon compliant. They get a percentage after a successful reimbursement, so they call it a win-win situation. For more information, speak with David Schenkler, Avihu Ettinger. They are at betterrefunds.com, betterrefunds.com. Again, they are providing Amazon reimbursement solutions for those who are FBA sellers and those who have the Amazon Vendor Central. And all they're trying to do is get you the reimbursements that you deserve. And again, anybody who's in this arena knows what I'm talking about. I know a lot of people in our community are involved. If you know somebody who spends a lot of time on Amazon buying, selling, and doing this type of work, literally for a living, then you want to direct them to this conversation and get them to go to the website, betterrefunds.com, betterrefunds.com, and find out how David and Avihu's company can provide tremendous relief and a lot of reimbursement for the people involved. Gentlemen, is there anything else you'd like to add on this?
I love what you do, Nahum.
Say it again.
Not gonna lie. I love what you do, Nachum.
Always
a fan.
That I appreciate very much. I guess we did cover, again, I'm not 100% familiar with this, but I guess we did cover things for those who are involved in the Amazon world. If you know somebody who is involved in the Amazon world, get them to betterrefunds.com. BetterRefunds.com. You'll be supporting an Israeli company that is really helping all people who are utilizing Amazon for part of their living in as best a way as possible. BetterRefunds.com. My thanks to David Schenkler and Aviu Ettinger. You're listening to a Monday morning edition of JM in the AM.